Well, let's pray. Father, we do thank you for this time when we remember the birth of Jesus. And thank you that in the middle of all of the busyness of this time of the year, that we can take this time out really just to remember again what you have done for us and your love for us shown in Jesus. Help us to really take it in, to really just hear the message once again that's become so familiar, and really see what you have truly done and respond with that real sense of wonder at your love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I guess people don't send cards quite as much as they used to, but you've probably got a few, and maybe on one of them you had a picture, something like this, a nativity scene with there's the baby in the manger, lovely straw all around it, and Mary and Joseph and shepherds and angels, perhaps no angels in that one, a few sheep, they've even got a camel in the back of this one, so a lovely scene of the nativity, all lovely and clean, nice soft lighting, and it's all very happy. But it's a bit unreal, isn't it? I mean, a stable is a smelly sort of place, isn't it? There's dirt and flies, and it's usually rather dark. I wonder if you've been to a stable recently. Well, it shows all the good things, everyone looking very happy and everything looking clean. But it's easy when you look at a picture like that to forget that Mary was a single mother in a time when that was a very evil thing and very frowned on. Also, they had travelled from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It's about 160 kilometres walking, or perhaps on a donkey. They were tired and no doubt rather anxious about the whole thing. It forgets that there was no room for them when they got there. And it forgets that Herod, the king, rejected Jesus, tried to get rid of him and to kill the newborn baby. Those things are the real picture that the Bible gives us of the birth of Jesus. We make it all nice and happy when, in fact, it wasn't really so. Why do we do that? Why do we put a spin on the story? It can make it a sort of a make-believe scene, a fairy tale picture of Jesus' birth. But does it matter? Does it matter how we portray it? Well, we want to be happy at Christmas. But the problem is that if we're running away from the truth of Jesus, we forget what really happened. At Christmas, all sorts of things can be a bit unreal. We put on a sort of a friendliness, which sometimes isn't quite real, just for a few days and then get back to normal grumpiness, perhaps. We give season's greetings to people that we don't see for, or send a Christmas card to people we don't see all year. We may buy presents for people that we don't really like. And then get together for Christmas gatherings at work or wherever it is, and even the family perhaps, with people we can't stand. So we pretend that everything's all right, it's all jolly, and we wish each other well, but sometimes it's not quite real, it's sort of a pretense. And we call it the silly season, and sometimes it is a bit silly. And we have a holiday too, we try and escape from the reality of everyday work and get away from reality. And so the whole of Christmas can sort of be an escape from reality. Well, no, some of that's fine. I mean, we do need a break. We do need to be friendly. But if we just have a make-believe Jesus, a pretty Jesus in a nice clean stable, that sort of Jesus can't help us in the rest of life, the rest of the year as it goes on. It's only the real Jesus that has the power to make a difference and to bring us into God's love. But the real Jesus isn't a pretty picture. Jesus was born as a real man. We read there in the Luke's account, while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. God himself was born as a helpless baby. There's really nothing more human than a helpless little baby. It wasn't God pretending to be a person. God is truly one of us, being born into this human race. And if you've ever been there, you will notice that birth is a messy business. I know, because I actually delivered one of my children myself. We didn't give the ambulance, well, we didn't give them time to get there, and so it all happened very quickly, and I had to deliver her. So birth is a messy business. I wonder if Joseph had to do the honours or the innkeeper's wife. I don't know, but it happened like that. And then we sing one of our hymns says, "The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes." That's a bit unreal, isn't it? I mean, he was a baby. He's going to cry. He's going to poo his nappy. He's going to do all the things. He was a real baby. We've got to get the reality of it. The shepherds, of course, are the wise men, rather, when they come looking for the Jesus, they think, king, he must be born in the palace, and so they go there. But the reality is that he was born in a tiny little town and, again, in a stable. So not with comfort and privilege and all of those things. He came as a real man into this very real world with all of its troubles and its sorrows. And then he experienced a real life. Not an easy life, actually a life of suffering. And he's called a man of sorrows. And he wasn't some sort of superman. We can perhaps sort of imagine that he just sort of went through it all but didn't really feel any of it. It's sort of like water off a duck's back. But no, he experienced the pains that we experience. You know, it actually hurt him. And so he was constantly criticised. He was misunderstood, even by those who were supposed to be following him. He was homeless at times. He was betrayed by one of his close followers and then denied by one of the others. The other one said, "I just don't know him." And then deserted by all his friends. He was unjustly condemned to death. And then experienced physical suffering of torture and of mocking and then that dreadful death. That's the real Jesus. He didn't sit in an ivory tower up there telling us, you know, to love those people who are so hard for love, telling us to do very difficult things and not trying it himself. He's been here. He's done that. He knows what we go through. But isn't that the sort of Jesus that we need? Isn't that the sort of God that we need? See, sometimes, I guess, you know, when we go through really difficult times, we can sort of feel God is against me. You know, he's sort of sitting up there doing nothing, and I've got to go through all this. And Bette Midler, some years ago, sang a song, "God is watching us from a distance." Well, no, God isn't watching us from a distance. In Jesus, God has come and got involved in the suffering of this world. Sometimes before Christmas, you'll see on TV one of our politicians, he's rolled up his sleeves and he's gone down to help, you know, pack gift hampers for disadvantaged people, for the Smith family or something like that. Or they're in a kitchen getting food for the homeless people, and they're sort of doing that to get involved with these people. But they're not actually experiencing what those people experience. They go back to their nice, comfortable homes and their big Christmas dinners themselves. But Jesus actually experienced what we go through and much worse. He understands. He lived a real life. And then Jesus died a real death for us. We look at this world, look at the mess that the world is in. And I guess just recently we've been reminded of some of the awfulness of it. There's terrorism, horrific acts of violence against innocent people, terrible things happening on our streets, corruption amongst some of our leaders, conflict, you know, maybe in families that we know, maybe in our own family. You know, the world isn't a pretty picture, and I guess as we look at the news, we get disturbed by that. But even our own lives aren't a pretty picture. We often fail to live up to our own standards. Our thoughts sometimes are jealous or unkind, resentful of things that people do. We say words that may be cutting or untrue. And at times we fall short in our love for even those close to us. So it shows that even our own lives are not a pretty picture. The real problem with this world is human sin. It's yours and mine. So God shows that sin separates us from God. That's what creates the distance between us and God. Our relationship with God needs to be put right. Something needs to happen to put that relationship right. And Jesus came to deal with the real problem of the world, to put things right again, to die so that we could be forgiven, but more than that, so that we could be given some power to actually make the changes that are needed. In that reading, the angel said, "Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. Christ the Lord, he is a Saviour. He's the one come to save or to put things together again, to make things right again, to bring us back into God's loving care." And so he comes to provide for our deepest need. So the cards may look all very pretty, and I guess that's all right. In the end, you're not going to make cards look all awful. But remember that they're not the real picture. The real Jesus, he's not someone who just comes to make us feel better for a few days, but to help with the realities of life, to make things really better. The real God who made this world, made you and me, has a very real love for us, and that's shown in the coming of Jesus as the Saviour. So what as we gather, whether you can capture some of the sense of the reality of it, that is not just all nice and it's not just a pretty story. Let me play you a song, and I'll put the words up on the screen.
Was a real bird in a real stable, in a real dusty Judean town, and a real mother nursed her precious baby, and a bunch of wide-eyed shepherds gathered round, and real sang glory. Real hope was born that day. I bet all I have on Jesus. I will throw myself on him. The one who died a real death, real sin. I bet all I have on Jesus throughout eternity. Thank you. and I hurt the ones I cherish and adore. The real mercy of the true God sees the filthy fallen, purchased and restored. And I cry, my God, oh, fill me with a heart completely yours. I bet all I have on Jesus, I will throw myself on him. For the one who died a real death, a real sin, I bet all I have on Jesus, and throughout eternity I will marvel at the real hope my Savior won. I will marvel at the real hope my Savior won for me.
Let us pray. Father, help us to live in the light of reality. Help us not to just live in a make-believe world, but to see the truth of what you have done for us. And then as we get back to the reality of everyday life for the rest of the year, help it to be lived in the light of the wonder of your love and grace. Amen.